Example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you're not sure if that's your own usage.
That might have been, you know, just some kind of distinction I made in my own head.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about we were talking about barrels earlier? What do you have around a barrel that keeps the staves in place?
That's another difficult one. I don't know really whether I say hoop or hook.
Mm-hmm.
I think I say hook.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would say hook now, but I don't know whether I said hoop as a child or not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
I think that I do know this, that my grandmother would have said hook. She also says roof rather than roof. And so it's quite likely that I picked up hook from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, next question. What do you call that thing there?
Cork,
okay. Let me see, want to stop up a bottle like this one, maybe do you know any other names for something like that?
A stopper.
A stopper?
Mm-hmm. But of course, I think of a stopper as being sort of a rubber stopper, like you'd use on a flask or in chemical apparatus or something like that. But I have heard corks used as stoppers, but then I cannot identify exactly where.
Yeah,
I've heard them. I don't know whether it was in general usage when I was a child or what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do you call the things when you were a kid? A lot of kids have these things that you put in your mouth and you blow on in order to make music. It's usually about so big.
A harmonica?
Harmonica.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything other than a harmonica?
I've heard it called a mouth organ.
What kind of people would call it a mouth organ?
I always thought very strange people, foreigners from this area.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But local people would call it a harmonica.
And I was deliberately distorting my own accent then when I said foreigners. I don't want you to think that foreigners, how does that fit in?
Uh-huh.
I don't normally say that, but... We just always call it harmonicas. My grandfather, as a matter of fact, used to play the harmonica quite well.
Hmm.
In fact, everybody in my family could,
mm-hmm.
except me, of course.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, what about that other thing that you sometimes kids have, where you put it between your lips and you
pull a Jew's harp?
A Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, strange about that one too, that I always thought of it as a Jew's harp,
mm-hmm.
but I've heard various things, maybe you can help explain this. I've also heard it referred to as a juice hall.
Juice hall.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a common pronunciation
mm-hmm.
or a common word for it, a juice harp. There are others as well. I can't think of them at the moment, but there are others.
Mm-hmm.
Juice harp.
Have you ever heard it referred to as maybe a mouth hall?
Mouth harp, although harmonicas are often called mouth harps.
Uh-huh. I might be thinking of that, the mm-hmm. mouth harp and the mouth organ.
Mm-hmm. Or mouth organ. Mm-hmm. You ever hear anybody call them? Well, you've said that they'd be foreigners. By the way, is that the term you would normally use for somebody from out of town?
No.
What would you call somebody from out of town?
Well, I can't recall having any particular names for just people from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
With all my family's aristocratic pretensions, they were fairly democratic.
Uh-huh.
And about the only thing that I can remember is, quite frankly, there were Southerners and there were Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that my... I think it was my great-great-grandmother. I'm not sure.